The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Everybody, welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, a chartered financial consultant and certified financial planner with Financial Dynamics & Associates. Isaac Wright is the president, and I'm Ron Stutz. I am privileged to hang out with Isaac for a little while here on the show. And Isaac, hope you've had a great week since we talked.
Yeah, Ron, doing well, man. I think this morning we're going to have a nice conversation around what a lot of people are seeing when they go to the grocery store, fill up their gas tank. Of course, we're talking about inflation, some of the views on that, but also how that's actually affecting people with their retirement and moving some of their goals around. So this should be a really nice show. So everybody, if you are getting closer to retirement, if you're at a point where you're trying to get your finances in order, I'd encourage you to take a listen this morning. Isaac Wright here, 804-777-9999. Feel free to call me at any point on the program today. Leave me a message if you would like, and I'm happy to talk to you one-on-one. So unbeknownst to some people, we don't put you out there in the public. So again, feel free to give me a call. Happy to talk with you right here locally in Richmond.
Again, 804-777-9999 is your number to call. You know, in the news lately, a lot of people, Isaac, in the financial media are talking about inflation. Some people seem to think that it will be extremely problematic. Others say it will come, but don't seem really concerned about it at all. And as we come out of COVID and things begin to lighten up and brighten up here, what do you think that we should all expect?
Well, so there's a few things here, and maybe just kind of getting out of the gate on the program today, I will say this. I think in the short term, we're still going to have continued increased prices. I think we talked a little bit about this either last week or 2 weeks ago, but the fact of the matter is people are just wanting to get out and do. And granted, even though it may be a little tighter on their budget, a lot of people have that extra money that they've been saving through the pandemic. Again, that doesn't apply to everybody. A lot of people are still trying to figure out work, and you know, I'm not saying everything's hunky-dory, but I'm saying that a lot of people right now realize that they want to have the experience of getting out and doing. Well, that obviously takes the form of spending more money on home projects or spending more money on travel, spending more money, again, on experiences overall. So that's kind of where we are, and of course, monetary policy is extremely easy right now. The Federal Reserve has basically said they're going to keep it that way. So a lot of ways to argue the fact that inflation is here to stay, at least in the short term, 6-12 months. You know, past that, may see a few things that come around a little different. We're actually putting together, so for all of you listening today, I would encourage you to visit rightmoneytips.com. That's my last name, moneytips.com. That's our biweekly podcast. We are also going to be hosting an event at our office. Now, for those of you who do not know, we have a nice new office right at the corner of 288 and Powhite Parkway. We're right there in the Brander Mill area off of the Geneto Charter Colony intersection. So basically within 20-30 minutes, but we have a dedicated room that's designed for social and let's call it educational affairs. And thankfully, coming out of now COVID and the rules, we can start putting together events that I feel like are going to be not only educational, but fun. So coming up next month or early August, so just be on the mind of that. Feel free, if you want to try to attend, if you want to call and just leave me a message and say, Isaac, let me know when that date is, I'm happy to do that for you as well. But again, that's 804-777-9999 today, 804-777-9999. We are going to be hosting an event about how to handle the unknowns around the inflation worries that we've seen out there today.
That is fantastic. Glad to see you're able to start doing those events again. Those are so helpful to folks. You're listening to the Retire Right Show, and, you know, over time, there are changes that need to be made. And let's talk about moving the goalposts in your retirement planning. We found that people often move the goalposts in their own retirement planning, often to their detriment. There's a right way and a wrong way. Let's talk about some of the ways that people are likely to change their goals and deadlines over time. One thing that might change from year to year might be, how much cash do I need?
Well, you know, we're sitting here talking about inflation. And for those of you that, let's call it, look at your bank accounts and look at the money that you have saved, we've seen a lot of people who view cash in the bank. So hear me on this. They view their cash at the bank as their security blanket. And they have a target amount. Let's say, for example, somebody wants to keep $50,000 in a savings account. They're not so necessarily worried, even though they would like to make more interest. They're not worried about so much the interest as having a place that they can easily run and grab, you know, money. And granted, I think that number can vary from, you know, any family that we talk to. The main thing, though, is this, is sometimes, let's say, for example, somebody has a goal of having $50,000 of cash at the bank. They hit that goal, and then they keep adding money to that savings account each month. And again, as y'all already know, most of you today are making very little, if any, interest on that money. So now you've accumulated maybe more than $50,000. Maybe you have $75,000. Maybe you have $100,000. I mean, we're running up into people that have multi-six-figure amounts of money sitting in cash, not because they're trying to time the stock market. It's just because they've accumulated a large amount of money in their bank accounts, and they really don't have a plan for it. And therefore, when you think about the amount of money the bank can make off of your money, if you have, a savings account paying you a quarter or half a percent interest, and they're turning around and using that money, you know, the bank is fine to continue to pay you that level of interest if they can use that effectively, and that's what they're doing. So what I want you to be mindful of is, don't move your savings goalpost. In other words, if you are happy, you know you have plenty of money saved, and you also have maybe other accessibilities to money, whether it's in a portfolio. Don't keep so much money in cash right now. I think inflation is eating you alive if you're doing that. And that's probably the biggest conversation we've had here over the last 2 or 3 months is, how much cash do I need? Let's get that answer solved. But once you solve that answer, don't move the goalpost and keep trying to accumulate more and more in cash. Make sure you're owning assets. Make sure you're owning something that can grow, because right now cash, if anything, is not being able to do that. So if you have money, you have money in the bank, let's call it, and you don't have necessarily a way to have a plan to take care of some of that cash that's just sitting there making you less than probably a few dollars a month in interest, feel free. I'd encourage you to give me a call. I'm happy to talk to you about that over the phone even. 804-777-9999. And for the most part, many people today realize that they're getting eaten alive by keeping money in cash as the cost of everything keeps going up. So for Ron and for all of you listening today, again, I'm here to help you kind of get the road, let's call it, laid out on how to handle the money that you have accumulated in cash, because a lot of people have too much.
Some folks out there tend to just put things off, and procrastination can be a terrible thing. People say, I'll get serious about saving money next year. That can lead to some real problems down the road.
Yeah, so it's funny you say it that way, because on the flip side, then you got other people that really are trying to figure out how to be able to go about setting up a systematic way to save money. And then sometimes, let's say, for example, people are adding money to their 401ks. You know, maybe they feel like they have the ability or would like to be able to additionally put money into other accounts. But again, life gets in the way, or maybe even, I wouldn't even call it gets in the way right now. Let's say, again, people's priorities have changed. Maybe that the money that they were going to save, they want to go ahead and use that for that extra vacation because the cost of doing the vacation has gone up. So again, people are prioritizing experiences over savings right now. That's kind of been the general tone, and that's, again, why I think inflation is likely going to continue on here for a while. So what I would say is this is, you know, when it comes to establishing a game plan for systematic withdrawals in a savings account, a retirement account, you know, granted, you do want to take a look at those every now and then, but make sure that if you don't have at least the beginnings of having something saved up for your retirement, something that's going to grow long term, do not continue to punt the football, if you will, or just take it, you know, push it, procrastinate it for 6 months, 12 months. You know, that's kind of what next thing you know you do, and next thing you know it's a few years down the road. There's always going to be something more that you can do, but also realize that you got to have a common denominator of being able to have money in front of you. And when you do have that in front of you, putting it in place for your, you know, your financial security, your financial future. So that's kind of on the opposite end of the fence with people that maybe do not have necessarily as much money coming in, but if they do, you know, they're going, it's going right back out the door. And sometimes, you know, that's a hamster wheel that you never want to be on.
We always talk about how it's necessary to make changes along the way, to make tweaks in your retirement planning, and you should reduce your risk when you get closer to retirement. And I know that's one thing that everybody should keep in mind.
Yeah. So again, if we're talking about moving the goalpost, if you listen to what I've just said, don't move it when you've established how much cash you feel like would be comfortable for you in your bank account. Don't keep accumulating cash. Don't keep kicking the can down the road when it comes to saving money in general. If you don't even have a game plan to save money yet, that's horrible. But also, too, I think right now people will say this. I think all of you can probably adjust and kind of shake your head, nod your head at this. But a lot of people will say, listen, if I can just get to X amount of dollars in my savings, then I'll take things more conservative so I don't have so much risk. You know, but then let's say they achieve that goal. So right now the market, as everybody knows, the stock market's done great for over 10 years. I mean, we have a blip in the radar in March of 2020, and here we are, basically all-time highs every week. You know, things continue to grow. I'm not saying that's going to continue, but it's easy to get caught up in the fact of, hey, I'm just going to keep trying to double down, or I'm going to try to do the best when it comes to not really paying attention to my risk level. I'm just going to go after the investments that my friends or social circles tell me to go after. That's where people start getting into trouble. So what I would tell you is this: if you're at a point where you think you've established a good amount of money in your nest egg, and you do realize that, hey, if you were to lose a six-figure amount of money in the market, maybe a lot of you even did that back in March of last year, and of course, you know, hopefully you hung in there. But I mean, granted, who knows if the market, the next time we have a bear market, if it's going to last 3 months, 3 years, or more. You just want to make sure that you may be in a great position right now. A lot of people have the most amount of money they've ever had in their savings, in their investments, just because of the way the money has trickled out of the, you know, the market, and just seeing how much money is available. So just keep that in mind. So we can help you adjust and analyze that level of risk relative to your lifestyle goals. That's what a true financial planner should do for you, and then be able to make solid recommendations on the investment management side to help complement those goals. So, Ron, I think so far, if you think about what I've said about moving the goalpost, mm-hmm. a lot of times all this really means is just to kind of mentally re-anchor yourself to the things that you had already said you were going to do, and don't get all off on track on something that's just because, you know, the market's hot, or, you know, maybe you've had an additional amount of money come in from, you know, a stimulus or what have you. I'm just throwing all these things out at you today. But for all of you today listening, if anything that I'm saying, which I hope makes some sense, I'm happy to talk to you about that. Isaac Wright, right here, Richmond, Virginia, 804-777-9999.
Again, call that number, 804-777-9999, 804-777-9999. Isaac Wright is a chartered financial consultant and a certified financial planner. I would love to have a conversation with you about your financial plan moving forward, getting you to and through retirement. At Financial Dynamics and Associates, that's what they do. They help folks all over the greater Richmond area and far beyond. And, of course, Isaac Wright is also an educator to other financial advisors. So, believe me, he knows what he's talking about. 804-777-9999 is your number to call for a no-cost and no-obligation conversation. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Isaac Wright. You're listening to the Retire Right Show. Welcome back to the Retire Right Show, starring Isaac Wright, the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Thank you for listening today. My name is Ryan Stutz, and I get a chance to hang out with Isaac for a while here. The number to call if you'd like to have a conversation with Isaac one-on-one, 804-777-9999. That is 804-777-9999. Isaac is a financial and retirement professional, chartered financial consultant, certified financial planner, about 20 years of experience helping families plan for their retirement years. Getting you to and through retirement is what it's all about. 804-777-9999 is your number to call once again. Before we leave this topic of moving the goalposts in your retirement planning, Isaac, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you about, and that is something that a lot of folks have difficulty with, picking a retirement date, deciding when they want to retire, right?
Yeah, it's probably a great way to kind of wrap up this this conversation in a way, because, you know, a lot of times when you're talking about moving the goalposts, which can be detrimental because you're not following through maybe on some things that you want to accomplish, or you've accomplished it and, again, you've kind of gotten sidetracked where some other money could be used for other purposes other than some of the things we covered here before break. Picking a retirement date, let me tell you what I mean by this. And Ron, I think this will kind of make sense for all of our listeners today. So, again, pay attention here if you're thinking about retirement. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people claim, for example, they're going to retire soon. But, you know, they get really geared up for retirement. And then as it gets within, let's say, that 30, 60-day window where they got to let their employer know that they're going to shut it down, we kind of get that second, you know, kind of get that scary feeling. And they're like, well, maybe I'll just work another year. And then it becomes, well, you know, hey, listen, work's not treating me but so bad. And, you know, I'm probably going to be bored if I retire. And then next thing you know, if they wanted to retire at 55 or 60 or 65, next thing you know, they're working in the same scenario, in the same job to a lot later. And so what I want people to realize is this. I think the definition of retirement today is completely different than the way the traditional retirement, let's call it quasi, used to look 15, 20, 30 years ago. Many people today, when they retire, they are moving into a role where they're maybe a consultant, a part-time job, something completely out of their industry that they were in. And to me, what happens, and the reason people continue to push back their retirement date, not necessarily is always because they're scared about money. It's just they are scared about that routine change. They're scared about whether or not they're going to be able to fill that time that maybe otherwise was being filled 40, 50 hours a week on a job that, quite frankly, you really didn't like to begin with, or moderately liked, I'll call it. Well, now you have this change. You have this whole lifestyle change. If you've gone to our website, if you've looked at anything that I've put out there in the local media and even more than that, we talk about lifestyle planning. Many of you are not looking to be the richest person in the cemetery. So all the money you're accumulating, all the money you're saving, you want to be in a position that you can feel confident about changing the lifestyle to what you want if you're tired of doing what you're doing. That's why you hire someone. That's why we're really in business. I mean, that's how we've grown our practice. I'm not trying to make it complicated. So again, when I say picking a retirement date, let's make sure we understand what that means. And that means basically putting a line in the sand to say, listen, I don't have to do this anymore. I'm ready to do, and again, fill in the blank on whatever that next step is. And we can actually help you discuss that and kind of create what would be that routine that may be a beneficial way of spending more time doing things that you enjoy. So if that resonates with you, please feel free. I'm here to talk to you. 804-777-9999. You can leave me a quick message. I'm happy to call you back Monday, Tuesday. I just want you to have somebody that can have a conversation with you that can actually maybe communicate in a way that can move you forward in life. So again, 804-777-9999. Isaac Wright right here in Richmond, Virginia.
And this is the Retire Right Show. And Isaac, I thought it might be helpful in the few minutes that we have remaining here to talk about a quick checklist of things that will require a lot of money in your retirement. Retirement expenses, you know, some you can anticipate and all you have to plan for. A lot of the expenses you'll face in retirement may be higher than you think. It seems that a lot of people forget about some of these things. And I just wanted to mention a few here. First of all, medical expenses. Boy, that can really tear your plan apart if you're not prepared for it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, Ron, I think for those today, if you're hearing me, many people realize medical expenses can be pretty high on the hog. When you think about Medicare, your supplemental insurance, the deductibles, maybe even getting some cosmetic surgery and things like that that may not necessarily be covered by Medicare, you're looking at potentially, again, there's a lot of studies out there, can be anywhere between $200,000 to $300,000 over the lifetime of your retirement. There is one thing that's a subset of this that I do want to share that I feel actually from my own personal perspective, watching families that we have served through their retirement years, that they underestimate, Ron, is dental expenses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, when we always talk medical, everybody seems to already gravitate to the hospital or how much they're going to pay the doctor. But I will tell you this, you know, dental work, I think just because when people get older, I'm not going to have to run off on this long because I think everybody understands that you're going to have issues where, you know, you may have to get implants, replacements, and all the above. Dental work can be just extremely expensive that I think sometimes people don't even realize. Medicare does not cover that, by the way, unless, you know, if it's a medically necessary, if you're like in a car accident and you have to have cosmetic work that way. But, you know, just wear and tear on your mouth, that's not a Medicare-covered expense under most circumstances. So just realize, you know, as we're sitting here talking about maybe some things that we see that's kind of unique in our practice, maybe unique in the fact of what people don't think about, dental expenses is definitely one of the subset of medical expenses that we would say we would help you budget towards. Just be aware of that as well. So again, feel free, happy to talk to you about all the little nuances of what it comes down to when it comes to a good retirement plan. 804-777-9999.
I'm willing to bet that the majority of our listeners haven't really given much thought to dental expenses, and you're right. It's incredibly
expensive. They've had to already have dental work, then they have definitely noticed.
That's right. How about unexpected travel? I mean, travel can be very expensive.
Yeah, you know, travel for me, and again, this is not necessarily just coming out of COVID and doing that one-time big travel. I think you just got to be aware there's going to be things that come up from time to time. You may be invited to a wedding. You may be in a scenario where you have a long-distance funeral that you need or would like to be at that you didn't anticipate. And maybe even, and I think this is a big deal too, you may, if you think about your family, you may have a prolonged event for caring or helping to care for an out-of-state family member. Mm-hmm. Now, this is, again, this is not the unexpected travel of going to Belize for 3 weeks. This is, you know, this is unexpected travel on things that you may feel committed to doing when it comes to your loved ones. So, again, I'm not saying that you can necessarily budget that into a plan, but you have to incorporate that as a discretionary amount of money that you may have to be able to keep in a growth capacity for when the time comes you have it.
You may find yourself helping out your kids or your aging parents. And the other thing I want to mention real quickly here as we begin to wrap up, taxes. That is something that everybody needs to be prepared for going up in the future.
Well, you know, we opened the program talking a little bit about inflation, some of the areas that we find that were very helpful for families that we've served on their financial road and their plan and their lifestyle. Well, I think ending on taxes, Ron, is probably equally as important as inflation because I think everybody realizes based on what's coming down the pipe, there's a high probability of increased taxes, whether it's your tax bracket, you know, whether that's going to be your deductions, again, overall, your tax bracket, whether or not you may be having to pay higher capital gains. And as a lot of people see in the news, we may have a situation where you inherit money and may have to pay taxes on that money that otherwise wasn't taxable. So I'm not going to roll off at the chops too hard on that, but just know, I think taxes, when you think about the fact that if your taxes increase, what does that mean? Well, that basically means you have less money to use for your own enjoyment. So, you know, again, there's social aspects of why we need to have taxes and so forth, but the key is this, and of course, everybody has a different opinion, but right now we're definitely in a political environment where I think taxes are likely going to go higher just because of the amount of money and stimulus that's out in the world, U.S., all the above today.
Yeah.
But let me just end it on this note. For all of you that listen each and every week, I really want to thank you. You know, our radio program is going to be wrapping up here at the end of June. Our podcast has really taken off. If you haven't been to visit rightmoneytips.com, that's my last name, moneytips.com, I would encourage you to subscribe. Also, feel free to talk with me. Shoot me a message. Happy to really help you in any aspect of this to see if we can be of any value. But Ron, always a pleasure. For all of you listening today, again, thank you for the years of tuning into our program, and I hope today was a good one.
Oh, absolutely. And one more time with the phone number for folks out there, 804-777-9999. Call that number, and you can talk one-on-one about your situation 804-777-9999. This is Retire Right Show. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Isaac Wright.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.